Hi, I'm Jolene Bridges, author of Finding Home, Breaking Free from Limits. And this is my video blog, Finding Home. Today's blog topic is, do I really need a test to find my strengths? The book StrengthFinders 2.0 by Tom Rath is trending at the top of the bestseller list this week, and I definitely plan to read it. However, after reading the reviews and the summary information on the book, it got me to thinking about the most powerful ways for finding and developing our strengths in an intuitive and authentic manner. In my book, Finding Home, Breaking Free from Limits, I share with the readers how to explore the barriers to our personal and spiritual empowerment and discover tools and practices to develop our strengths through the power of individual enlightenment. In short, in order to find your strengths, you must gain a clear understanding of what limitations you have put upon your mental self to hide them. Characteristics that define our authentic nature are not hidden or buried in some deep hole within the mind, but they can be covered up by the veils of a thousand limitations we harbor about success or achievement that have been drilled into our psyche for years and years. If we can identify those limitations and even just crack open a portal of self-discovery, then new and exciting discoveries about yourself are revealed intuitively. Finding your natural talents comes from self-reflection and spending a little bit of time with yourself to feel and intuit the characteristics about yourself that emerge and energize and inspire you. Let's say, for example, that you have taken the test from the StrengthFinders 2.0 book and you have discovered that your number one strength is that you are strategic. You may or may not be surprised by this, but if you don't feel the connection with that strength already, then it's highly unlikely that you will pursue applications of this strength any further than the taking of the test itself. No matter what strength you uncovered using a test, you will certainly know this strength already with a little deep contemplation of the self. By dedicating as much time to yourself with quiet reflection and honest self-examination as you spent reading the book,